I remember Googling the word stoma, and I can recall my screen being flooded with pictures of a red spout protruding from a person's lower belly. I remember, in one of the pictures, a small brown lump was squeezed out of the spout. "For f*** sake," I whispered, and I closed the lid of my computer and squeezed my eyes tightly shut until I saw yellow lights flashing behind my eyelids. Obviously, closing the computer did not take away my cancer, nor does closing my eyes to sleep. Sleep does not deliver a new dawn anymore. I wake up to the same everlasting day. I wake up to wait for my death, to fight to the death, in an everlasting day. Disbelief and uncertainty continued for months. I can't lose my colon, I thought. I'm not even 40, and I'm supposed to live for another 40 years with a hole in my stomach, a pouch under my clothes? Will I be the surprise number at work or at a party, the one with a brown stain that grows bigger on my clothes while the stench spreads? Of course, I had read scare stories about pouches tearing. Maybe it was a mistake. How could I go to the sauna with people or play football? Will I ever be able to go for a swim again? Would I live long enough to have an issue with those things in the first place? How will my dad take it? He's just like me. He escapes from his feelings and thoughts by going to the woods or running. This has become even more noticeable since my mother's death. I am trying to tell him that I love him. I hug him more often. Before I got my diagnosis, that was out of the question. We are both reserved men who talk and share very little with others, after all. It still feels like hugging a tree, but at least he allows me to do so. He offers me money. That is his way of showing his support. My life is in a swirl. At times, I manically search for information, read anything and everything about colon cancer, and sometimes about other cancers too. I read health sites, medical publications, peer experiences. I browse websites for different pouches, radiotherapy, cytostatic therapy, chemotherapy. These are not just scientific sounding words. I hope the treatments help and I can keep my colon. Even though I am trying to think positively, I can feel the negative thoughts whispering continuously in the background. They will take over if I let my guard down, even for a second. I go running or walking whenever I'm up for it. I go into the countryside. Exercise removes my anxiety and makes me feel more normal, like the old me. Alcohol and tobacco are out of the question, although sometimes I feel the urge to drink myself senseless. The hardest moments are when I am too tired to get out of bed after the cytostatic and radiation treatments. I am a prisoner of my thoughts and feel trapped. Once I tried to walk to the grocery store and had to come back home after just 100 meters. I took my shoes off and crawled from the hallway to my bedroom. I was too tired to be afraid. In a way, it was blissful.